Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm the poet, Sister Pucci from Chicago, Pastor McCarty, and we are here for an episode of House of Inspiration. But this is going to be a little bit different because Frankie Vive is actually going to be bringing the word. But before he brings the word, I wanted to let first everyone know that June the 30th is the Youth of Christ episode. So we hope you join in and listen at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and support our young people. Also, I will be doing Flashback Fridays for the next two Saturdays on this coming Saturday. It won't be Flashback Friday. It will be Celebration Saturday. And then we'll go back to Flashback Friday after that. Okay, everybody. I am getting excited to hear the show, and I was working with my spirit and before I was on the air, and God has instructed me that we're going to give him some praise and worship before we actually hear the word. We're going to get ourselves ready to receive the word of God by rejoicing and praising his holy name. So we're going to start out with the mix for June. House of Inspiration mix by our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vive. And this is June 2015 mix. And here we go.
No.
like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, 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 like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
DJ Frankie Vibe. Come on.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. My name is DJ Frankie Vibe, and I am the resident DJ of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and I am so honored and humbled to be before you, get ready to teach you something that God has laid on my heart. I just want to give some quick shouts before we go into the teaching. I first want to thank the founder of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Sister Pucci, also known as Reverend Angela McCarty, my sister in the Lord. I am so honored that you would have me teach during this particular time. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. I also want to thank my lovely wife, Associate Pastor of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Reverend Kim. Thank you so much for standing by my side, and we're still here. And we're going forward in this thing. Praise God. Also want to thank those who are also associated with the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Elder Faye. Thank you so much. Look forward to hearing from you real soon. As well as DJ L-Dub, Lloyd Wharton from Maryland. Thank you, brother, for just interceding and praying and just being the prayer warrior that you are and the encourager that you are. God bless you. And also want to thank my pastors here in New Jersey, where I'm from, myself and Minister Kim. Well, we're down here in South Jersey. We just want to thank our pastors, Pastors Darrell and Shirley Farrar of the Meeting House Church. And if you are from the South Jersey, Philadelphia area, and if you are listening, check us out every Sunday starting at 10 p.m. in Voorhees, New Jersey. You can check out the website at www.themeetinghouse.cc. If you are in that area, come on through. We would love to have you and worship in the Lord together in spirit and in truth and hearing a wonderful word from Pastors Darrell and Shirley Farrar. God bless you both. I'm so thankful that you guys are just leading the way and, you know, just honor and privilege to, once again, just to be able to be sharpened under you. Praise God. And just want to also remind you before we go into the teaching that when the teaching is over, you will hear a Gospel House mix from myself, DJ Frankie Vibe, brand new mix. It actually goes with the teaching that we're going to talk about tonight. And I pray that you'll be blessed by what God has given me to teach. I believe you'll be able to apply it. I believe that's something that every believer should be doing right now. But God said to reemphasize it in these times that we're living in, this fast and furious time that we're living in, this 21st century time, this time of social media and technology and just all kinds of stuff happening. But he just wants to remind his people what we are called to do, and that is to pray to our daddy. That's right, our daddy, our father. Pray to him. Tell him what's on your mind. Dialogue with him on the regular, not sometimes, not only on Sundays, and not only when you feel like it, but you talk to him on a regular, every day, in the morning, in the evening, whenever. And once again, we're just going to talk about this. We're just going to take it a little bit further. And if you have your Bibles, if you do have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 9. But before we go into the teaching, let us pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this time of fellowship and worship, Lord. Lord, we're thankful that we're able to just go into the scriptures, seeking your face, seeking instruction, seeking a right time word from you, Father God. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity to teach your word. I pray that it'll be a blessing to someone that is listening right now, that's taking the time to listen right now for your purpose and your glory, Father God. Now, Lord, as I decrease, you increase, Lord God. Give me the words to speak, Father God, these lips of clay. Let them magnify and edify you, my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As we are halfway into 2015, I realize that when you start to do something in the beginning of the year, it will carry you through the rest of the year and for years to come. Actually, all to the end of your life till Jesus calls you home. I believe this is something that you just want to do. It's just part of your DNA. It's part of who you are. And asking God what he would have me teach on tonight to help us continue throughout the year and for us to do every day is to pray to our Daddy in heaven. Jesus Christ, who is the greatest teacher, taught the disciples the proper way to pray. And this is a model for the New Testament believer. Once again, go to Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9, ending at verse 13. And this is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. And once again, if you do have your Bibles, let's read this passage of Scripture together. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. What a powerful prayer that truly is. Let's examine this prayer, and let's get an understanding of what it truly means. It starts off with, Our Father, which art in heaven. Jesus teaches that God the Father loves us, and loves us as a parent loves their children. We read that our Father is in heaven, which is where his throne is. We can only imagine the beauty, wonder, and majesty of that heavenly sphere. But if we are faithful, the day will come that we will not have to use our imaginations. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed or holy be thy name. God's name is to be placed in a separate category from all other names. It is distinctive. It is alone. It is a name that is above all other names. We're not talking to a servant or a butler or a genie that responds to what we say. We're talking to an almighty God, the one who created us all, and that alone should fill us with awe to cause us to hallow or holy his name. Thy kingdom come. Matthew 6:10. It is not a physical, earthly kingdom that Jesus is praying about, but an eternal kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. The kingdom of God is a different kind of kingdom. Jesus refused to have any part of being an earthly king. Instead, he came to establish a spiritual kingdom. And you can check out Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Those who are looking for Jesus to come and set up an earthly kingdom are mistaken. It will come in the first century and it will come with divinely ordained power. Whenever men and women obey the good news or the gospel of the kingdom, they are submitting to King Jesus and become citizens of his spiritual kingdom. One day he will return, and he will return to take his kingdom home to the Father. Thy will be done. And that's also in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Jesus taught us to have the utmost respect for God's will. His will must take first place even over our own will. A good example of this attitude was displayed by Jesus himself as he faced the cross. His prayer acknowledged the precedence of the Father's will over his own will in the Garden of Gethsemane. Give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11. This part of Jesus' prayer shows that it is appropriate to call upon God for our physical needs. not only our bread, but for all of our physical necessities, our health, our shelter, and much more. But like many things, we must act in faith to advance what we prayed and trust God to do, responding in faith to the prayer that we have sent to the Father. And forgive us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors, Matthew 6:12. After the prayer, Jesus explains that it's necessary to be forgiven in order to receive forgiveness from God. And you can get an example of that in Matthew 6:14 and 15. In a remarkable example of being able to forgive, Jesus prayed that God might forgive those who crucified him, even as the very deed was being done. And that's in Luke 23:34. This prayer was answered for some of them, which later obeyed the gospel being preached by the Apostle Peter. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is to acknowledge a God who delivers us from evil and keeps us from situations which might be too difficult for us to handle. We can be sure that God will do this for his people who live by faith. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And that's in Matthew 6, 13b. The kingdom belongs to God. Power and glory belongs to God as well, today, tomorrow, and forever. We see the master teacher proclaim the glory and power of God. We as believers of the faith need to proclaim this truth as kingdom citizens. As a kingdom citizen, you are the righteousness of God. This power is available because you are praying in your righteousness in him, not in yourself, but in God the Father. You are praying in that power, that wonder-working power. And because you have that wonder-working power inside of you through him, we will receive the answers to our prayers in him, our daddy. At the beginning of the prayer, Jesus says, after this manner, therefore pray ye. If you note Luke's record of where the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, not the words they should pray. In Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8, Jesus teaches how they should not pray, not with vain repetitions, but to pray in your private space, not where you can be seen by everyone in public, but pray in your secret place. Jesus gave the model prayer that was to be prayed through. He was given words, phrases, and thoughts that would be your points of your prayers. But you, the believer, you are to develop the points as you pray. In praying through the Lord's Prayer, you will find that you have covered the scope of what God wants you to pray. Let us look through the Word of God on what God wants us to pray for on a daily basis. If you turn, once again, for those who have their Bibles and you are following along, once again, first of all, God bless you. Once again, really thankful for that you're taking the time to come to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, not only during this time, but anytime there is a speaker on this particular website, we truly thank and praise God for you. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, start with verse 14. Matter of fact, before we talk about, we're just going to go ahead and read it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And it reads, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is probably the second most powerful prayer after the Lord's Model Prayer, which we talked about. This is a prayer for the church and believers in the body of Christ, and it needs to be prayed daily. Ask God to strengthen his church and his people by his Spirit so that it becomes stronger and stronger in the faith. And then pray through the other requests of the prayer. Something else that we as believers must pray is to pray for the world at large. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, start with verse 1. And it reads, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. This is a command from Paul, the Apostle Paul, for believers to pray for all men. Every person needs prayer. Every person needs God, his salvation, care, direction, approval, and acceptance. We who are in believers of the Lord Jesus Christ must pray for all men. We are encouraged. We are charged to pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your workplace. Pray for those who are in leadership positions, spiritual, in the workplace, and political. Pray for those who are sick, and pray for those who are well. Something else we must pray daily. We must pray for laborers to come into the kingdom of God. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 2. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 2. And it reads, therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus is letting those he chose and appointed, as they go into the world to preach the gospel, that God will send more laborers because the number is staggering. To those who have not heard the gospel. Even in this 21st century time that we're living in, there are so many that have not heard the saving knowledge that is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Laborers are needed desperately to reach the harvest of souls throughout the fields of the world. Just recently, matter of fact, back in at the latter end of March, I had the opportunity to go to Miami, Florida, where they have the Winter Music Conference. It's a conference that's held for DJs, artists, producers, promoters, dealing with equipment, you know, product. That in the dance community, it's a global conference, and it's been going on for 30 years. Matter of fact, they just celebrate the 30th anniversary. And I got to hear one of the many artists that I've played over the years. He's a good friend of mine. You know his songs. They're played on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries and other ministries that support Gospel House music. He's known as the King of Gospel House, Mr. Kenny Bowman. And he performed one of his many classics, I Shall Not Be Moved. And after he performed, he ministered to another artist who was on stage with him. Matter of fact, I was there, and I thank God I was able to see this, but he actually ministered to Robin S. And, you know, she had her songs, you know, Show Me Love, you know, classic hits. You know, praise God, she's a, you know, a believer in the faith and just a strong Christian woman. I thank God for her. I got a chance to meet her, and just a wonderful woman of God. And while he was ministering to her, Barbara Tucker, who, once again, another house music artist, she was in the house. Matter of fact, it was her 30th anniversary celebration that all this was happening. And while Kenny was ministering, she went to the platform, and she gave an altar call. She gave an altar call to those in the dance community. Someone, they may know the music, know all these songs that we play, but just don't have that relationship of Jesus Christ for themselves. You know, they might have a relative of theirs that might have been saved and serving, but they don't know the Lord for themselves. And the opportunity was given by Barbara Tucker herself to pray the prayer of faith and to just come to the Lord and be saved. And not only be saved, but also talk to those, because there were few, talk to those who, you know, be able to just give them information, going to a church, and be able to, once again, just develop their own personal walk of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But in a nightclub, an altar call was given. The people of God was in the house. The laborers were in the house. And I just thank God that there are performers and DJs and artists and producers that are not ashamed of the Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we continually pray for more artists, DJs, producers, promoters to be a part of the great commission that Jesus Christ has given to every believer. Another thing every believer wants to do, should have that desire to do, is to pray moment by moment, striving to gain an unbroken consciousness of the Lord. Turn to Luke 18:1. If you have your Bible, if you're following. Luke 18:1 reads, "And he spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint." Keep a daily dialogue with God. It is our duty to pray to him. Martin Luther, the German priest and professor of theology, said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible to be alive without breathing." As Christians, we are to pray daily before a situation arises, before an unfortunate circumstance happens. We are to pray. If the situation does arise, you're still to pray. When you're going through that situation, you still need to pray. And when the situation is done, and it's, you know, everything, you shut the door on it, you know, it's over and done with, you're still to pray. Constant prayer is the key. Our Father wants to hear you. He wants to hear your voice. And you should want to hear his. Pray in faith to your daddy in heaven with thanksgiving each and every day. And the last thing to do is to take extended time in prayer when special needs arise. And they do arise. You know, we're all human. But the thing that separates us from anybody else is that the Lord is on your side. And you as a born-again Christian who has a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to God yourself in prayer. You can go to God for someone else that doesn't know him. But they're calling on you because they see you. They know you. They know your character. They know the God you serve. They may ask you to pray for them. You know, during just a special time. There are many occasions when Jesus had to separate himself from everybody and everything to spend alone time with God. We have in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, when Jesus awoke early, went out, departed into a solitary place, and prayed. Why, you may ask? Because he was exhausted from the pressure of constant ministry. Yet Jesus himself had to seek the Father at a time when he himself was weary. He needed to be renewed and strengthened. And only by spending time in prayer, alone time in prayer with our Heavenly Father, that was the only way he was going to be renewed. Only God was able to give him the renewed strength that he desired. In Luke chapter 22, verses 41 to 42, Jesus withdrew from the apostles, got alone, knelt down, and prayed. Why? Because he was about to face the crisis of his life, death upon the cross. Christ needed the very special strength and assurance from our Heavenly Father. We as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ must seek God more and more, not just for ourselves, but for our people, our communities, our nation, and our world. And right now, Father, as we pray unto you, we seek your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time spent with you through your word. Have your way in and through your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And I just want, once again, I just want to thank Sister Pucci for this special time of teaching about praying to your daddy, your Heavenly Father, the one that created you. You didn't create yourself. How could you not take the time to talk to your Father? He desires to commune with you. That should be your number one desire as a believer, to pray unto your Father. He wants to hear from you. Get to know your Heavenly Father. Just like if you're a young man or a young woman and you want, you know, I'll speak for the young men because I'm, you know, me being a father myself. You know, you're a young man and you want to get to know a very nice young woman that you're interested in. You would talk to her. You would get to know her. You would court her. You could do the same with your Heavenly Father. Get to know him. Court him. He's doing the same for you right now. Right now. He wants to commune with you. He wants to court with you. He wants to fellowship with you. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his very best for all of us. Give your best to him. You know, I remember early in my Christian walk, you know, my good friend of mine, fellow a DJ, praise God, he came to the Lord later. Praise God. I'm just glad he came. He came home to the Lord. But he used to, you know, say, well, you know, God is God. You know, if he's everywhere and he's omniscient, omnipotent, he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm doing. And that may be true. That may be well and good. And it's true. But he also wants to hear from you. He wants to know what's on your mind. He wants to know what's on your mind. And the only way he's going to know what's on your mind, by speaking it out. Just speaking it out to him in faith. In faith, in trust, in belief, in confidence in God our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God. Not because we're so good, it's because he's so good. He's so great. We have, those who are believers, we have said yes to him, yes to his will, and yes to his way. Praise God. Well, once again, thank you so much for taking the time out to come through the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Thank you so much, Sister Pucci, for this time. Thank you, the listener, for listening. I pray this teaching has been a blessing to you. And remember, pray to your daddy. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. Just do your due diligence in that. Pray to your father. He's waiting on you. God bless you. And once again, let's go into the mix. We're going to be able to praise the Lord. Now that we've prayed to the Father, let's celebrate what he's going to do in your life. Let's thank him for the difference that he's going to make because you gave it to him. God bless you. This is DJ Frankie Vibe of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. God bless, and remember, as always, keep Christ first in everything you do. God bless you. Bye-bye.